Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It is 8:07. You are listening to Still Talking, but I ain't Geraldine Steele. I'm Shaletta Brundage, host of the Shaletta Show, right here on Saturdays from 11 to 2. But you know what? I won't be here tonight until 11 p.m. hanging out with Jonathan. I am in the basement studios in Cottage Grove. Jonathan is at the WCCO Radio, the historic building in downtown Minneapolis, in those hallowed halls, making sure the guests get in and out, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And let me tell you something. If you did not listen to the Good Neighbor Station on Monday, when we broadcast the Martin Luther King annual holiday breakfast live on the radio, there is a link on our website at WCCORadio.com where you can go and hear it. And what you hear are kids performing, young people singing, tributes to Dr. King's legacy and the future, not just of our country, but of our town, of our cities, of our state. General Mills puts this on in collaboration with the United Negro College Fund, raising money to send Twin Cities kiddos to college who could not otherwise afford the cost of post-secondary education. And the guest speaker this year was Valerie Jarrett, CEO of the Obama Foundation, former White House senior advisor, and she was amazing. I have to tell y'all, I was in there doing some networking, meeting some people, seeing some folks I haven't seen in a while, because y'all know when COVID happened, I doubled down. I did not go out of the house. I bubble wrapped my kids. We had the groceries delivered. I didn't go anywhere. So I'm like the puppy who has a new home. I was just running around in circles, wagging my tail, because this is one of the first times I've been out in community, and definitely the first time that I've been at the MLK breakfast, because, again, it's been virtual for the past 2 years. And so they said, Shaletta, sit down. And I said, well, I'm talking to people. And they said, Shaletta, sit down because there's a kid. The kids are coming. The marching band's coming. They've got a marching band this year. They're going to come right down the middle aisle, which is where I was. And so it was so late. I looked up and the marching band was coming. I mean, they were coming straight at me and I didn't want to get run over and I didn't want to be in the way of these kids. So I got down literally on all fours and I crawled over to the side of the stage because I didn't want to be in the way. So I'm crawling kind of just like the army crawl over to the side of the stage and I'm trying to figure out, you know, where can I go to, you know, run over to the side of the room so that I won't be in the way. And I'm down, but I want to see, but I want to get out of the way. And I look up and I'm down at the feet of Valerie Jarrett. She's got on snow white boots. She's got on a snow white pantsuit. And it was just so shocking that I jumped up and I was like, oh my God, it's you. You're here. You're Valerie Jarrett. And so I immediately started crying. Don't ask me why I'm crying. I'm 50. I'm on hormone medication. My thyroids are acting up. And it's Valerie Jarrett and it's MLK. And I haven't been out of the house in 2 years. There's a lot of things going on. Okay. So I started crying and I cried on her pantsuit. Okay, I don't know if she's going to be able to get this lipstick and makeup and tears and snot off, but I did. I cried on a pantsuit. And then I raised my head up, wet face, and I said, I promise I'm not a stalker. And she said, it's okay. No, 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 you're fine. And security was like, right this way. And so I was on the side of the room trying to figure out how am I going to get back over there to her to redeem myself, you know, because I pretty much made a fool out of myself. And I wanted to just get to her with my face cleaned up to let her know that I was going to be, I'm not a stalker and I'm not as crazy as I play on the radio. And so I saw my coworker, Jessica Brandt, and I said, Jessica, I got a plan. Okay. After the MLK breakfast, I want you to help me break in Valerie Jarrett's dressing room. And I want you to help me introduce myself and vouch for me that I am not crazy. And you know what Jessica said? She said, girl, let's go. And she is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Girl, you know what? You are ride or die. And I love that about you.
Oh, my gosh. Shaletta, that was the best morning. We had such a good time.
Girl, was that so much fun? So you got to tell people. So we get backstage because we pretended like we were helping Joe Jonkers, but we were not helping Joe Jonkers. So we get backstage.
We need to back this up. I had to come and find you. I had no idea where you were because you're networking all over. You're doing your thing. I've got your coat. And I'm like, where is this woman? And then I see a sea of people surrounding someone who I think, wow, I mean, that's you know, maybe Valerie right there. It was you.
Get me.
All these people. So I've got your coat, and I wait my turn to speak with you. And I said, well, Shaletta, what's your plan? Do you want to go take some photos? Do we have people we need to see and talk to? I'm here for you. What can I do for you?
You were so kind. And when you said, what can I do for you, girl? You meant that because we got backstage and we saw the note on the door and it said speaker. And I was like, oh, Jessica, that is her dressing room. And I don't know who the woman is, but she was like, you guys look like y'all about to do something fun. I want in because we were just. We were plotting. We were like, ooh, we're going to get back there. And we were strategizing. And that lady passed by us. I don't know who she was. I think she said she was like the production assistant. She was a director for the event, you know, working the cameras and making sure.
She was in the right place at the right time because we definitely needed to capture this moment. Although it is a little bit incriminating, I will say.
It is. And we had the attorney general in the room. So we really didn't give a damn about the law at the time. We were just really having fun. Okay, so wait a minute. You got to hold up. Jonathan's going to play some commercials. When we come back, we're going to have to tell him how we got in Valerie Jarrett's dressing room and whether or not we ever met her face to face. The answer to that cliffhanger question is coming up.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food. Fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor.
Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Okay, so everybody got up. They were clapping. Valerie Jarrett was done speaking. And Jessica and I were backstage because we were going to break in her dressing room so that I could prove to her that I wasn't crazy. Is that the craziest thing you ever heard, Jessica? I'm going to break in the woman's dressing room to prove to her that I'm not crazy. It doesn't even sound like it makes sense. But at the time, I was emotional and it made perfect sense to me.
Well, and let's just be clear. You did not at first say, oh, let's break in. I thought we were going to hang out, see if maybe she comes out of her dressing room. You can redeem yourself. I didn't know about the floor
incident. I probably didn't share that with you. Yeah, because you probably would have said no. Because I was like, let's go back here. See, I was kind of being a little, I was giving you information on a need to know basis. Like my mom used to tell me. I was like, Mom, why you didn't tell me that? When I was a kid, I was real nosy. She was like, I'm giving you information on a need to know basis.
Well, that's exactly what it was. But here's when I knew it was going down. You look at me and say, go see where security is.
Thinking, I peed on myself.
I go, why? Why do I need to see where security is? What are you going to do? So I go look, and I'm trying to be brave, and I'm thinking, Shaletta, I am a white girl from downtown Lakeville, grew up next to the Ben Franklin. I am not hood. I do not know how to be a lookout.
Oh my God. But girl, I'm going to tell you, you did a damn good job. Girl, you Thank did you. A good job because you went and you found security and you were like, they're over there. I was like, okay, now here's the plan. There's her room.
she could or could not be in there. If she's in there, we got to go in and explain to her that I'm not crazy. I need you to vouch for me. And, you know, I think that is just in the spirit of Dr. King. Dr. King marched so the white women and black women could break into buildings together, because we did that. That's what allyship looks like. When you are willing to break in a building with the attorney general of the state of Minnesota just within earshot with your black girlfriend, that's called unity, baby. That's what unity is all about.
It was something, I'll tell you that. But I think the only reason you grabbed me is because I had a blazer on and yes. a badge.
Yes, you looked very official. You looked
that didn't mean anything.
You looked very official. It got us backstage. It got us back to the back. And Joe Junkers quickly disappeared on us because he knew there was some foolishness about to go down. And so when we looked for Joe Junkers, girl, he was gone. I was like, what happened to Joe? Because I was going to use Joe. I was like, listen, my initial plan was to use Joe Junkers and have him, you know, get us back there. And we were going to pretend like we were doing some stuff because he had all the equipment. Anytime you got equipment, you look official, you know. And
oh,
so
yeah.
since he had all that equipment, right, he had all that equipment, I figured we would use him and his equipment. But, girl, he got the hell up out of there because he knew some foolishness going down. But we got brave. We located security. We got brave. And we ran. We snuck into the room. Girl, we were like tiptoe burglars. We snuck into the room, but when we got in there, she was gone.
Thank goodness. Can you imagine?
And you know, it's
we
so
did
funny.
Not have a plan for what
we
had.
No plan. No, we did not. We did not. This was not very well thought out. This was unorganized crime. This was not organized crime at all. This was very unorganized crime. Because had we got in there, we probably would have scared the bejesus out of her. She probably would have started screaming because, girl, we busted the door. And it's so funny because when I look back at the video, you had this look of complete relief on your face. You grabbed your chest like, oh, my God, she's not here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Girl, you were just like breathing hard because
I was trying to think what I was going to say to her. How I could not for the life of me think about how I was going to make you not look crazy in that moment.
Yeah. I, you know, at that point, we were so close. I didn't really, you know, care at that point. I thought, you know, surely I'm going to see her. We're going to get back here. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have an amazing, we're going to be girlfriends. It was a sleepover. I had already picked in my head. I had already picked our pajamas out. But when we got in there, she was gone. And so I was devastated. You were relieved, but she left some treats behind. So we got like a coffee cup and some food.
It was really high end back there.
Flowers. Yes.
You know, really nice, beautiful fruit and great.
Fancy cheeses. Please don't forget about the. Yes, please don't forget. God, I put the cheese in my pocket. I put grapes in my pocket. They had the fancy Bigelow tea bags. I put that in my pocket. And then she had the cup in there, and it had a lipstick on it. So I took that. And then there's a fork she used to eat. I took that as well. So I've not washed the fork or the cup. I'm sure there's all kinds of bacteria growing on that stuff. But I have told my children, do not, when you are putting stuff in the dishwasher, do not, this is mommy's special cup. It's dirty, mommy, don't mommy, don't. I don't want mommy kid. It, no, don't wash mommy's cup. Don't do that. So I still have the cup. I still have the fork. But this is the thing. So y'all know me. I was posting about it in real time. I was like, okay, I'm going to post about this because I want people to see that we are back here breaking into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room and having fun. Hee, hee, hee. So everybody was on Facebook laughing except for my son's middle school teacher. Now, uh-oh. I don't know if I told you this. This is all happening in real time, so we were moving fast and breaking laws. But my son's middle school teacher, Miss Charlene Wilcox, her niece, Courtney, was one of the organizers of this year's event. She told Courtney, please go and find Miss Brundage, Andrew's mother, because I don't want him going to foster care. and get her in to see Miss Valerie Jerry because she done broke in the woman's dressing room. So I don't know if you remember, we had come out, you were relieved, yes. I was dejected, and a woman just walked up to us out of nowhere and said, here's a VIP pass, Miss Jerry's dining room 101D. Do you remember that? We thought she was gone. She came out of nowhere. I didn't find this out until later that Miss Wilcox called her niece. It was like, go and find Andrew's mama. She is going to jail. Give her, is Miss Jared still there? Because remember, the people backstage had told us that Miss Jared was gone. They were like, oh, she left right after the event. She's gone. Yeah, she's not here anymore. And that's when we started stealing her stuff because we knew she wasn't coming back. But she was in the VIP. So that's when we got tickets. That's how we got those VIP passes. One of my son's teachers did not want.
They were definitely, we were not on the list. We were not on the list for that room. So,
and we didn't know anything about that. We had to go ask somebody where the room was because we were getting ready to talk to none above. We were in line to talk to the family band to tell them they did a good job and to congratulate them and their parents. They were amazing. And out of nowhere, and the woman did not even stay to talk to us. Do you remember that? She just tapped us on the shoulder and said, Miss Judith's room 101D. Here's a ticket. You can go. This is a VIP pass. You can go take pictures with her. And we were
she didn't want anyone to know. She snuck it under the table because we were definitely not on that list.
Okay, now we're gonna take a quick commercial break. I was supposed to only hold you for 2 segments, but we're gonna move a guest back because this story is too juicy. It needs 3 parts. When we come back, Jessica and I gonna tell you what happened when we finally met Miss Valerie Jarrett right here on Steel Talk. You should have seen us slipping and sliding around the Minneapolis Convention Center in our heels, clicking them and jumping up and down and high-fiving because we felt like we had won the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right. Jessica Brent is here, my brand new best girlfriend, because I know that she is ride or die. We were just fresh off of breaking into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room after the MLK holiday breakfast at the convention center when some mysterious woman tapped us on the shoulder and gave us VIP passes to a secure location where Miss Jarrett was so that we could say hi and take pictures. So, Jessica, we get in there, and there she stands in her white pantsuit. She's at the front of the room. There's a line of VIP guests that we are not supposed to be in. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, she's the type of woman that has a presence where you just want to straighten up, make sure that you look okay, not screwing around, add attention. Well, that is not what we did. We came in, we're excited, people are looking at us.
And girl, we were high-fiving. We were high-fiving like, yeah, girl, we did it. We're here. She's there. We got to get... Girl, we were like trying to fix our clothes. And get...
I mean, we were falling apart. We had heels on, running up the stairs, backstage, breaking doors down, and then we're in the presence of Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. It was pretty funny. It was scary. And then there she stood. And at that point, girl, I felt like I needed to strategize. So I get out my phone. And I say, okay, she knows Michelle Obama. She knows Oprah. I need to show her that Oprah and Michelle Obama have both shouted me out on Twitter. So I find the old tweets and I put them in my phone so I've got easy access to them. And I wanted to show her that even though I am the crazy lady, that they actually have recognized me on Twitter. So that means that I'm not completely crazy because otherwise they wouldn't have shouted me out on Twitter. So I was trying to get it together, and I got up there and I was showing them my stuff, girl, and you just jump right on in and start taking pictures. I was like, oh my God, this Jessica girl is awesome.
Well, you were up there for so long, Shaletta. I had the opportunity to take quite a few. You know, you're showing her pictures of you and Michelle. You're showing her pictures. She's probably thinking, are you stalking all of these women or what?
Girl, I know.
Okay, we told her. We showed her the pictures. Let's go, Shaletta. And then I'm thinking, are you showing her your kids? Like, are you showing her her life story? She was so gracious. And what an amazing woman.
She was. And it's so funny because after I was done, they looked at you and was like, okay, you got 3 minutes. I don't know what your friend was up there doing, but she got to go. Y'all are taking up like all of the time. She's got.
Time's up.
Oh, my God. Time's up. Time is up. But we got pictures. The folks at the VIP, I don't even know who they were, girl. Somebody sent me some pictures. And so, I don't know. Did you get it? I put a picture in a frame and sent it to you. Did you get it?
Shaletta, I got it. And it was the funniest thing. Shaletta, send me a picture of her and I breaking into the dressing room. I look terrible. I'd been up since 5 a.m, sweating, my heels on.
Oh my God.
And you framed it.
I did. I wanted to make sure. Yes.
Right on my credenza.
Girl, so people can pass by and be like, what are you breaking in? Why are you breaking? Whose room is that? Why are you breaking in that room? So that's something that you could be telling people. Girl, yeah, I only break in spaces where there's celebrities. I'm just breaking any old place. You have to be a top tier political celebrity for me to break in your dressing room. I don't just break in anybody's dressing room.
You know how people in their offices, they'll have a picture with, you know, a president or a local celebrity or something, all these nice framed pictures in their office. I have a picture committing a crime with Shaletta Brundage.
Oh my God, that makes you so special, girl. I tell you, that was, girl, how do you finish the rest of the week? You know, that girl, Monday was just like way up and at the top of Mount Everest for me. I had such an amazing time with you. Girl, I was telling all my friends, I was like, God sent me this angel, this white lady. I never met her. She's a coworker. But she became my BFF and we almost went to jail together. Let me tell you how this happened. And now looking at me like, I'm so glad she was there, because if I was with you, I've been knowing you for 20 years. I wouldn't have done that because I know you. See, she didn't know you. She thought she had good sense. She probably thought you were just joking around, and she's hanging out with you. She didn't know you will get her sent to jail. I was like, yeah, that was the best part, but she's ride or die because she can't ride along with me. So, girl, I had a blast. Now, did you tell anybody from Lakeville how much fun you had? What did your Lakeville friends say about you breaking in to the former senior White House advisor's dressing room at the Minneapolis Convention Center?
Well, I feel like we're famous. I mean, you tagged me in about 15 social media posts, you know, and I'm not a big share on Facebook, but I feel like I really needed to re-engage and connect with people. And I mean, she laughed. She laughed
she
at our
did.
Video. I just feel like I need to be back in the world of social media. I mean, I'm famous with you.
Yes, this social media is a game changer, girl. I am telling you, that's why it's so important for Elon Musk not to blow up Twitter, because this social media is connecting people in ways that we never experienced before. Because, you know, we got this video and we put it on social media and all our friends are laughing about it. And the next thing you know, I wake up Tuesday morning, Valerie Jarrett has landed in Chicago after being at the Martin Luther King breakfast, and she gave us 3 laughing emojis, which means she laughed, she bent over, and then she cried. That's what I'm guessing 3 emojis, you know, because if one emoji is ha-ha.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You should have seen us slipping and sliding around the Minneapolis Convention Center in our heels, clicking them and jumping up and down and high-fiving because we felt like we had won the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right. Jessica Brandt is here, my brand new best girlfriend, because I know that she is ride or die. We were just fresh off of breaking into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room after the MLK holiday breakfast at the convention center when some mysterious woman tapped us on the shoulder and gave us VIP passes to a secure location where Miss Jarrett was so that we could say hi and take pictures. So Jessica, we get in there and there she stands in her white pantsuit. She's at the front of the room. There's a line of VIP guests that we are not supposed to be in. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, she's the type of woman that has a presence where you just want to straighten up, make sure that you look okay, not screwing around, add attention. Well, that is not what we did. We came in, we're excited. People are looking at us.
And girl, we were high-fiving. We were high-fiving like, yeah, girl, we did it. We're here. She's there. We got to get. Girl, we were like trying to fix our clothes. And get.
I mean, we were falling apart. We had heels on, running up the stairs, backstage, breaking doors down. And then we're in the presence of Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. It was pretty funny. It was scary. And then there she stood. And at that point, girl, I felt like I needed to strategize. So I get out my phone and I say, okay, she knows Michelle Obama. She knows Oprah. I need to show her that Oprah and Michelle Obama have both shouted me out on Twitter. So I find the old tweets and I put them in my phone so I've got easy access to them. And I wanted to show her that even though I am the crazy lady, that they actually have, you know, recognized me on Twitter. So that means that I'm not completely crazy, because otherwise they wouldn't have shouted me out on Twitter. So I was trying to get it together, and I got up there and I was showing them my stuff, girl, and you just jump right on in and start taking pictures. I was like, oh my God, just this Jessica girl is awesome.
Well, you were up there for so long, Shaletta, I had the opportunity to take quite a few. You know, you're showing her pictures of you and Michelle. You're showing her pictures. She's probably thinking, he's stalking all of these women or what?
Girl, I know.
Okay, we told her. We showed her the pictures. Let's go, Shaletta. And then I'm thinking, are you showing her your kids? Like, are you showing her her life story? She was so gracious. And what an amazing woman.
She was. And it's so funny because after I was done, they looked at you and was like, okay, you got 3 minutes. I don't know what your friend was up there doing, but she got to go. Y'all are taking up like all of the time. She's got.
Time's up.
Oh my God. Time's up. Time is up. But we got pictures. The folks at the VIP, I don't even know who they were, girl. Somebody sent me some pictures. And so I don't know. Did you get it? I put a picture in a frame and sent it to you. Did you get it?
Shaletta, I got it. And it was the funniest thing. Shaletta, send me a picture of her and I breaking into the dressing room. I look terrible. I'd been up since 5 a.m, sweating, my heels on.
Oh my God.
And you framed it.
I did.
I
wanted to make
it in
sure
my office.
Yes.
Right on my credenza.
Girl, so people can pass by and be like, what are you breaking in? Why are you breaking? Whose room is that? Why are you breaking in that room? What? So that's something that you could be telling people. Girl, yeah, I only break in spaces where there's celebrities. I'm just breaking any old place. You have to be a top tier political celebrity for me to break in your dressing room. I don't just break in anybody's dressing room.
You know how people in their offices, they'll have a picture with, you know, a president or a local celebrity or something, all these nice framed pictures in their office. I have a picture committing a crime with Shaletta Brundage.
Oh my God, that makes you so special, girl. I tell you, that was, girl, how do you finish the rest of the week? You know, that girl, Monday was just like way up and at the top of Mount Everest for me. I had such an amazing time with you. Girl, I was telling all my friends, I was like, God sent me this angel, this white lady. I never met her. She's a coworker. But she became my BFF and we almost went to jail together. Let me tell you how this happened. And now looking at me like, I'm so glad she was there, because if I was with you, I've been knowing you for 20 years. I wouldn't have done that, because I know you. See, she didn't know you. She thought she had good sense. She probably thought you were just joking around, and she's hanging out with you. She doesn't know you will get her sent to jail. I was like, yeah, that was the best part, but she's ride or die, because she can't ride along with me. So girl, I had a blast. Now, did you tell anybody from Lakeville how much fun you had? What did your Lakeville friends say about you breaking in to the former senior White House advisor's dressing room at the Minneapolis Convention Center?
Well, I feel like we're famous. I mean, you tagged me in about 15 social media posts, you know, and I'm not a big sharer on Facebook, but I feel like I really needed to re-engage and connect with people. And I mean, she laughed. She laughed
she
at our
did.
Video. I just feel like I need to be back in the world of social media. I mean, I'm famous with you.
Yes, this social media is a game changer, girl. I am telling you, that's why it's so important for Elon Musk not to blow up Twitter, because this social media is connecting people in ways that we never experienced before. Because, you know, we got this video and we put it on social media and all our friends are laughing about it. And the next thing you know, I wake up Tuesday morning, Valerie Jarrett is landed in Chicago after being at the Martin Luther King breakfast, and she gave us 3 laughing emojis, which means she laughed, she bent over, and then she cried. That's what I'm guessing. Three emojis, you know, because if one emoji is ha ha, two emojis is oh my god, laughing, bending over. Three emojis for me means I'm laughing and crying. That's to me. That's what three laughing emojis mean.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. She was doubled over.
She was. She had to
hilarious.
Be. And I'm thinking. This is just me thinking. This is the prayer. The prayer is that Valerie Jarrett, Oprah, and Michelle Obama will be at a bar somewhere. And they will all be talking about that time they went to Minneapolis and sharing Shaletta stories, because it's absolutely possible. Like, I stalked Oprah outside of her hotel room. I stalked Michelle Obama when she came to the X. And then I broke into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room. So I'm making progress. I'm getting better at this thing, you know, because when I stalked Oprah, I was at the wrong hotel. Okay. And because Michelle Obama's a former first lady, security wouldn't even let me anywhere near her. So I'm getting better and better at this thing, Jessica. I'm actually pretty proud of myself right now.
I mean, it was pretty swift. We were almost like a SWAT team up those stairs, down the hall.
Oh, girl, I had so much fun with you then. I have fun with you tonight. Thank you so much for being on Still Talking and hanging out with me. You are my new favorite coworker. Be sure to share that with Chad Hartman and Adam Carter. I'm sure they will be jealous, because before you came along, they were my favorite coworkers. But now you have taken the title, because they would have never, ever broken into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room with me. They would have talked me out of it, and she would have never given me three laughing emojis, and I wouldn't have this viral video.
Well, I am honored to be your new favorite coworker. I'm going to make sure they know that.
Please, ma'am, please. And you have a great night and an amazing week. We love you, girl.
You too, Shaletta. You are a riot, and I had such a great time with you, and I will be your accomplice and ally any day.
I know that's right, girlfriend. And y'all stick around. We'll be right back. It is 8:45. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's still talking, but Geraldine Steele is still not here. It's me, Shaletta Brundage. I am filling in tonight for my good friend. I'm at the Basement Studios in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, while my kids are allegedly going to bed. Jonathan is in Minneapolis, and Al Shock is bringing us all the news at the top of the hour. Jonathan, I had so much fun with Jessica at the MLK breakfast, breaking into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room. Now, I have known Jessica probably 17 minutes when that incident happened. Jonathan, I have known you 17 years, okay? Would you have done something like that for me? I need to from now on base my friendships on whether or not you're willing to be charged with breaking and entering. So I just need to find out. Jessica only knew me 17 minutes before she was willing to go to jail with me. You and I have known each other a lot longer than that. Would you, if I had said, we were sitting next to each other at the MLK, and I had said, Jonathan, can we please go back and see if we can't get him his Valerie's dressing room? I need to let her know I'm not crazy, because I cried on the pantsuit.
So I heard in the interview that during the story, that you were looking for Joe Jonkis and you couldn't find him anywhere, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm going to do what that dude is doing. I will not be in the room. I will not be in the building. I will not be on the block. I will not be in town.
Oh, my God.
I will be the Flash. You'll see me a streak of lightning as I am out of town.
Let me tell you something, and that's exactly what happened. We have me, him, and her. We all took a picture together, right? And I was like, Joe, we're finna go backstage. We want to meet Miss Valerie Jarrett. And he just looked at me, because he knows me. He said, you know what? I got to go put this equipment up. I'll be right back. And I was like, okay, all right. But, you know, we need you to get backstage, because they're going to be looking at us crazy. He was like, okay, yeah, I'll be back. And Joe Jonkis never came back. He never came back. So we just, you know, we went for broke. We just, you know, did what, you know, people do in desperate times.
That's why Joe Jonkis is one of the heroes of the history of WCCO. Well done, sir. Well done.
Joe got the hell up out of there and did not come back. It was absolutely hilarious. You should see, Jonathan, I got pictures of him. He just sweating. He like, whatever I do, I got to get away from Shaletta because I know Shaletta and she's up to some foolishness. And poor Miss Jessica, she doesn't know Shaletta. She thinks Shaletta's like a really cool lady, and she is. I'm not saying she's not, but she's about to commit a crime, maybe even a felony. I don't want to be involved. So yeah. So Joe raised up. So Jonathan, you would not have. Mm-mm,
mm-mm. No, that would be a hard no.
Oh my God. But we had a blast, and she was just so sweet and so nice, and we had such a good time. Now I got another good time planned. I'm inviting you to on February 3rd. I don't know if you heard about it, but I'm going to be at the state capitol with about 200 or 300 black entrepreneurs. I'm hosting Black Entrepreneurs Day at the capitol February 3rd from 10:30 until 1. And, you know, it's a budget year. They're planning what they are going to do with the funds, $17 billion with a B. And I thought, well, how much of this money is going to be earmarked for small black businesses? And people are saying, well, what? Well, why are you focused on black businesses? Just focus on small businesses. Black businesses have unique challenges that no other type of business faces. Access to lending, access to capital, and not just financial capital, but social capital. You know, my white counterparts in business, women, they can make a phone call and things get done. I don't know a lot of black women who have that kind of access to social capital. And you know, they're making decisions about this money. So the time is now to make sure our legislators know and understand that African-American business owners need their support. You know, and it broke my heart when I found out that my friend Dana Smith, who opened Mini Row Market in Hopkins during the pandemic, after George Floyd died, the only African-American woman-owned grocery store in the state of Minnesota, opened that up, and it was amazing, and she had everybody doing stories on her, and they'll look up, and she had to close. She couldn't sustain her business. And it wasn't just that she closed her grocery store in Hopkins, but it was a community gathering place. She had 3 employees. They no longer had jobs. She put her life and her life savings into this dream and had no support. And it just broke my heart that she stepped out on faith and couldn't sustain it. It's about access and information. And a lot of times for black business owners, we are not at the Capitol. We do not get to speak at the committee hearings. We do not know about funding opportunities and supports, resources, infrastructure that are available for business owners until we read about it in the paper. And so I've been studying Nellie Stone Johnson, great Minnesotan. And she had a quote. After I read it, I knew I had to do something. She said, politics drives everything. And so I got the idea to have the Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. Invite these black business owners down on February 3rd and invite the legislators, Democrat and Republican, the governor, the lieutenant governor, all parties involved, to hear from black business owners about the unique challenges that they face. Don't just throw some money in a bill and say, this is earmarked for black business owners. Talk to us and find out what we need. Listen to our concerns. Hear from Dana about her what's next, about her what happened, about how her business could have been saved. if she had the access that she needed. And so we are going to descend on the Capitol in great number. We're leading with light and love. This is not a protest or a rally. This is a listening session. You know, the one thing I always say on the Shaletta Show is change begins with the conversation. And that conversation, and a lot of those conversations, going to take place on February 3rd. And they're not all going to be, a warm and fuzzy. Because there's nothing funny about losing your business, losing your livelihood, telling your husband and children that, you know, the sacrifices that you made to open your grocery store, your dream, all the money and time that you've invested, the sacrifices you made, it's up in smoke. And so Dana's going to be sharing her story. So it's Anissa Keys, who rehabbed the building in North Minneapolis and opened it up to provide discounted office space for small business owners who want brick and mortar offices but don't have the money to pay for it. If she can find a way to help small black business owners, surely our government can as well. It's not their tax dollars. That $17 billion they got, that does not belong to them. That money belongs to the people. But this is the thing. I I'm talking to the business owners, and they're like, you know, I don't want to get political. I don't want to put my politics into my business. You had better put your politics into your business. And I'm not talking about letting me know who you vote for or putting a Trump sticker in your window or a Let's Go Brandon flag hanging from the roof of your barbershop. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting involved in government, getting involved in the process of politics. Because I realized there are no eyes and ears, no advocates or no lobbyists for small black business owners. So we don't even know what's coming down the pipe. We don't even know what's coming up, what committee hearings, what they're voting on, what major deals the finance committee is working on. That's all going to change. And so I was praying as I was putting this together because I did not want it to be ceremonial. I did not want to go down and shine a spotlight on this problem and go home and the problem still be there. So I've been working with Brian McDaniel at Hilden Advocacy and Law. And he is making sure that we have an amazing group of legislators who will meet one-on-one that Friday morning with small business owners and listen to their concerns. And then we're going to have lunch together. We're going to have some Hy-Vee box lunches down in the vault, and we're going to listen and we're going to lunch. But then also Brian is going to help me find a lobbyist, an advocate, who will be the eyes and ears of small black business owners at the Capitol. You know, everybody's saying it's time to level up. It's time to do something new and different for 2023. You know, that means partnerships with people that you never met, people that you may have just passed in the hall. You know, this guy, Brian, I know him from a can of paint. But I know he knows politics. I know he's been around. I know he's a man of character and integrity. He's an amazing dad who takes care of his daughter, and she's always smiling. So if your teenage daughter wants to hang out with you, you must be all right. So Brian and I have been joined at the hip. He has been keeping me informed and educating me. I got a stack of stuff to study because I do not want to bust up in this Capitol uninformed. If I'm going to be leading 200 to 300 small black business owners, I want to know what the hell I'm talking about. Brian's going to join me in the 10 o'clock hour. We've got Center Stage coming up. It's still talking. Y'all don't go nowhere. It is 8:45. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's still talking, but Geraldine Steele is still not here. It's me, Shaletta Brundage. I am filling in tonight for my good friend. I'm at the Basement Studios in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, while my kids are allegedly going to bed. Jonathan is in Minneapolis, and Al Shock is bringing us all the news at the top of the hour. Jonathan, I had so much fun with Jessica at the MLK breakfast, breaking into Valerie Jarrett's dressing room. Now, I have known Jessica probably 17 minutes when that incident happened. Jonathan, I have known you 17 years, okay? Would you have done something like that for me? I mean, I need to from now on base my friendships on whether or not you're willing to be charged with breaking and entering. So I just need to find out. Jessica only knew me 17 minutes before she was willing to go to jail with me. You and I have known each other a lot longer than that. Would you, if I had said, we were sitting next to each other at the MLK, and I had said, Jonathan, can we please go back and see if we can't get in Miss Valerie's dressing room? I need to let her know I'm not crazy because I cried on my pants.
So I heard in the interview that during the story that you were looking for Joe Jonkis and you couldn't find him anywhere, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm going to do what that dude is doing. I will not be in the room. I will not be in the building. I will not be on the block. I will not be in town.
My God.
I will be the Flash. You'll see me a streak of lightning as I am out of town.
Let me tell you something, and that's exactly what happened. We have me, him, and her. We all took a picture together, right? And I was like, Joe, we're going to go backstage. We want to meet Miss Valerie Jarrett. And he just looked at me because he knows me. He said, you know what? I got to go put this equipment up. I'll be right back. And I was like, okay, all right. But, you know, we need you to get backstage because they're going to be looking at us crazy. He was like, okay, yeah. I'll be back. And Joe Jonkis never came back. He never came back. So we just, you know, we went for broke. We just, you know, did what, you know, people do in desperate times.
That's why Joe Jonkis is one of the heroes of the history of WCCO. Well done, sir. Well done.
Joe got the hell up out of there and did not come back. It was absolutely hilarious. You should see Jonathan. I got pictures of him. He just sweating. He like, whatever I do, I got to get away from Shaletta because I know Shaletta and she's up to some foolishness. And poor Miss Jessica, she doesn't know Shaletta. She thinks she looks like a really cool lady, and she is. I'm not saying she's not, but she's about to commit a crime, maybe even a felony. I don't want to be involved. So yeah, so Joe raised up. So Jonathan, you would not have. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No, that would be a hard no.
Oh my God. But we had a blast, and she was just so sweet and so nice, and we had such a good time. Now, I got another good time planned. I'm inviting you to. On February 3rd, I don't know if you heard about it, but I'm going to be at the state capitol with about 200 or 300 black entrepreneurs. I'm hosting Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol February 3rd from 10:30 until 1. And, you know, it's a budget year. They're planning what they are going to do with the funds, $17 billion with a B. And I thought, well, how much of this money is going to be earmarked for small black businesses? And people are saying, why are you focused on black businesses? Just focus on small businesses. Black businesses have unique challenges that no other type of business faces. Access to lending, access to capital, and not just financial capital, but social capital. You know, my white counterparts in business, women, they can make a phone call and things get done. I don't know a lot of black women who have that kind of access to social capital. And you know, they're making decisions about this money. So the time is now to make sure our legislators know and understand that African-American business owners need their support. You know, and it broke my heart when I found out that my friend Dana Smith, who opened Mini Row Market in Hopkins during the pandemic after George Floyd died, the only African-American woman-owned grocery store in the state of Minnesota, opened that up, and it was amazing. And she had the everybody doing stories on her, and they'll look up, and she had to close. She couldn't sustain her business. And it wasn't just that she closed her grocery store in Hopkins, but it was a community gathering place. She had three employees. They no longer had jobs. She put her life and her life savings into this dream. And had no support. And it just broke my heart that she stepped out on faith and couldn't sustain it. It's about access and information. And a lot of times for black business owners, we are not at the Capitol. We do not get to speak at the committee hearings. We do not know about funding opportunities and supports, resources, infrastructure that are available for business owners until we read about it in the paper. And so I've been studying Nellie Stone Johnson, great Minnesotan. And she had a quote. After I read it, I knew I had to do something. She said, "Politics drives everything." And so I got the idea to have the Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. Invite these black business owners down on February 3rd and invite the legislators, Democrat and Republican, the governor, the lieutenant governor, all parties involved to hear from black business owners about the unique challenges that they face. Don't just throw some money in a bill and say, this is earmarked for black business owners. Talk to us and find out what we need. Listen to our concerns. Hear from Dana about her what's next, about her what happened, about how her business could have been saved if she had the access that she needed. And so we are going to descend on the Capitol in great number. We're leading with light and love. This is not a protest or a rally. This is a listening session. You know, the one thing I always say on the Shaletta Show is change begins with the conversation. And that conversation, and a lot of those conversations, are going to take place on February 3rd. And they're not all going to be, warm and fuzzy. Because there's nothing funny about losing your business, losing your livelihood, telling your husband and children that, you know, the sacrifices that you made to open your grocery store, your dream, all the money and time that you've invested, the sacrifices you made, it's up in smoke. And so Dana's going to be sharing her story. So is Anissa Keys, who rehabbed the building in North Minneapolis and opened it up to provide discounted office space for small business owners who want brick and mortar offices but don't have the money to pay for it. If she can find a way to help small black business owners, surely our government can as well. It's not their tax dollars. That $17 billion they got, that does not belong to them. That money belongs to the people. But this is the thing. I I'm talking to the business owners, and they're like, I don't want to get political. I don't want to put my politics into my business. You had better put your politics into your business. And I'm not talking about letting me know who you vote for or putting a Trump sticker in your window or a Let's Go Brandon flag hanging from the roof of your barbershop. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting involved in government, getting involved in the process of politics. Because I realized there are no eyes and ears, no advocates or no lobbyists for small black business owners. So we don't even know what's coming down the pipe. We don't even know what's coming up, what committee hearings, what they're voting on, what major deals the finance committee is working on. That's all going to change. And so I was praying as I was putting this together because I did not want it to be ceremonial. I did not want to go down and shine a spotlight on this problem and go home and the problem still be there. So I've been working with Brian McDaniel at Hilden Advocacy and Law. And he is making sure that we have an amazing group of legislators who will meet one-on-one that Friday morning with small business owners and listen to their concerns. And then we're going to have lunch together. We're going to have some Hy-Vee box lunches down in the vault, and we're going to listen and we're going to lunch. But then also Brian is going to help me find a lobbyist, an advocate, who will be the eyes and ears of small black business owners at the Capitol. You know, everybody's saying it's time to level up. It's time to do something new and different for 2023. You know, that means partnerships with people that you've never met. People that you may have just passed in the hall. You know, this guy, Brian, I know him from a can of paint. But I know he knows politics. I know he's been around. I know he's a man of character and integrity. He's an amazing dad who takes care of his daughter, and she's always smiling. So if your teenage daughter wants to hang out with you, you must be all right. So Brian and I have been joined at the hip. He has been keeping me informed and educating me. I got a stack of stuff to study because I do not want to bust up in this Capitol uninformed. If I'm going to be leading 200 to 300 small black business owners, I want to know what the hell I'm talking about. Brian's going to join me in the 10 o'clock hour. We've got Center Stage coming up. It's still talking. Y'all don't go nowhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.